Central Bank Governor Thier Tongor says the loan will be used to address two major problems in the country's economy.
We have agreed with IMF that half of this amount of 174.2 will be used for budget support. So it will be used for budget support to pay salary arrears. The other part will remain with the central bank for a balance of payment support. So the other half will be used by the central bank to stabilize the exchange rate and also to stabilize the market.
Ngor says the loan will significantly reduce salary arrears by the end of June. Ngor says the money is a concessional loan to South Sudan under the Rapid Credit Facility. The central bank governor says the IMF loan is part of several other interventions the bank is undertaking to address the problems and restore macroeconomic stability in the country.
We stop deficit financing, and we also introduce auction of foreign exchange to foreign exchange bureaus. So we've been auctioning about $2 million every week since December last year, and it is continuing. This action have helped to stabilize the exchange rate, and also they have helped relative stability of prices.
Ngor says the bank is trying to unify the official exchange rate with the market rate. Agustino Teng Mayai is a policy analyst with the Juba-based Soot Institute.
So does this resolve the economic situation of the country? No, it doesn't. It's more of a supporting instrument for stabilization of the economy. But it will need more resources to be able to stimulate the economy. And so the loan isn't a solution, but it provides a breathing space for the government to be able to use oil money for other priorities.
South Sudan functions with two different exchange rates, the official rate and the black market. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, South Sudan's exchange market rate was 280 South Sudanese pounds for a dollar. Today, $1 buys 620 South Sudanese pounds. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.